You will hear a tutor talking to students in a creative writing class. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Now you're probably all really keen to get your short stories or novels published. Well, take it from me, you're going to need plenty of luck, hard work, and above all, determination. Let's assume for the moment that you've written your work. How do you set about getting it published? One way is to send it to a publisher. This sometimes works out okay, but publishing contracts are complicated, so you might later find that you've agreed to do something you weren't expecting. And often, manuscripts sent directly to publishers don't get read at all, so it may not be worth doing. Usually, the best route to getting your book into the bookstores is to find yourself an agent. It's their job to get writers published, and they're in a better position to negotiate with publishers than you are. There are several specialist journals where you can find agents. Some people write to an author whose work they like, asking him or her to recommend an agent. But I'd strongly advise against it. So many people contact successful authors that it places unreasonable demands on them. One point to remember when you're contacting agents, though, is to send your work to someone who specialises in fiction. They're likely to know far more about what needs to be done than an agent who handles both fiction and non-fiction. OK, now let's go back to the writing process itself, and I'll give you 2 or 3 pointers to think about. A really effective tool is to analyse published books. Not just ones you admire, but also ones you don't. Break them down, paragraph by paragraph, working out the structure. Where there's action, dialogue, background information and so on. Doing that helped me enormously with writing my own novels. Another point to consider is the balance between story and style. Making the story work is the most difficult part of the process, so concentrate on that first. If you're thinking about style at the same time, you'll make it even harder to structure the story. Afterwards, it won't take all that long to rewrite your work and improve the style. Not every writer would agree, but that's what I think works best. And thirdly, if your novel is set in the past, you'll need to do some historical research. Having 19th century characters using mobile phones isn't a good idea. But you risk spending the rest of your life doing research and never writing your novel. Remember, you aren't trying to educate your readers about life at that time. Just aim to make sure nothing is too obviously wrong.